Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Too crazy.
Are you an alcoholic? Spitting games to a lady. Will you take a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it tastes all right.
That's right. That's how they feel. When they fucking with me and they goddamn realize who they fucking with, that's what they say. Ooh-wee! Rosebud. That's right. It's me. Welcome to the flyest ass show that you're going to come to. Excuse me. This shit is for the motherfuckers that think they want to have some game. Down and Dirty 101. I'm so laid back right now and relaxed because I'm so happy about SWU. You just don't know. You guys, you lucky that I'm such a loyal person because I'm so ready to quit all this shit and fuck with my school. But it's brand new. I got to get through a first semester to see how successful it is before my head really swells. I went to buy a hat the other day. I just wanted to get a nice little brim. Now, I know, you know, I go in there, I see this brim I like, and I put that motherfucker on, and it only, like, sat on the top of my head. So I said, shit, man, this too little. So he gave me another motherfucking hat. It was a lot bigger, but it sat on the top of my head, too. I said, man, give me the biggest hat you got. He said, that is the biggest hat we got. I said to myself, damn, I'm going to have to get my hat custom made from now on because my head has swollen so big from the success of SWU that shit. I'm just excited. I can't help it. Now, you know, I got qualifications to kick it with you about game. I got qualification to kick it with you about educational things. I got qualification to kick it with you about life in general. What I'm saying is I'm qualified. So quit running from this game I'm finna put on you. I spit the truth. And everybody want to make what I spit some kind of, you know, envious shit because I'm old and out the game. Hey, let me tell you motherfuckers that's in the game something about being out the game that you don't know nothing about. When you get out the game, everything in your life stays the fucking same except you ain't tripping on having bitches. So what I'm saying is, all you motherfuckers, you know, think I'm envious of younger pimps that's having it. First and foremost, I would have to be pimping to be envious of motherfucking pimps. Because if I'm not pimping, being envious of pimps is what I suppose to do. That's what all men do. They're envious of pimps. And you motherfuckers want to act like I shouldn't be? Man, I'm envious as fuck. But now, jealous? I ain't got no jealousy in me. Because let me tell you guys something. I blazed the trail already. I done already pimped hoes. I slammed Rolls Royce those. I wasn't one of these cats that went through some shit through reading. I mean, if I made 8 or 9 mistakes, it wouldn't matter because I made them in the streets, really on the blade, making my name. You know, you can't make a name off me. You can only make my name better. It, regardless, hate mail is the best mail. Haters are what really get you promoted. Man, I'm a businessman. I ain't thinking about having no bitch. But let me tell you something. I got my wife, and I motherfucking know how to have bitches. Just because I ain't trying to have them don't mean I don't know how to have them. And kicking it with you motherfuckers don't do nothing but keep me sharp. I stay sharp. You guys don't come up with pimp shit for me to bust on you and show you how to motherfucking handle it because you guys don't do no pimping. You motherfuckers all want to pretend. And when I bust and drop some shit, you want to act crazy about it like something wrong. Man, you know, I'm cool. I'm cool with me. And the cool part about it is that's what I'm teaching at SWU. Hey, you heard what we teaching. Go out and do it, you motherfuckers. Be cool with being you, even though you're pimping like a motherfucker if you think you are. Because, see, when you really have bitches and the bitches don't have you, when you really have game and the game don't have you, see, you don't need motherfuckers to approve what you're doing. You only need you. And if you approve, fuck the world. But at the very same time, every motherfucker is gonna approve. Because you sharp, you fly. I don't give a fuck. But I know motherfuckers see what I'm doing, and they go cream. So what am I saying? Any motherfucker out there, tell me what I'm saying. Press one, come on, tell me what I'm saying. I know y'all think y'all got some game. Tell me what I'm saying. Somebody, press one. Look at me. See how I got a bed? See, real motherfuckers would have been in press one. So, I guess I'll just say, you know, I ain't going to tell you what I'm saying then. Fuck it. You don't want to know? Fuck y'all, right? And if you press one now, it's too late. You know, this show is sponsored by AskRosebud.com and DownAndDirty101.com. Those are places you can go and, you know, see what I'm offering. You might want to fuck with it. You might not. You guys still hitting me about the free shit. The free days is over. I'm not going to charge you for that shit that's free. But, you know, when you tell my bud, hit me with the free shit, I just fucking don't even goddamn respond to you. But then there's people that say, you know, when I can, I'm going to get the course, blah, blah, blah. You know, that motherfucker, I'll let him get the, I'll just send it to him. See, I don't care. I don't care what you think. I only care what I think. I do not care if somebody agrees with the way I'm doing something or not. The only way I would care is if this person was sponsoring what I was doing. Then I would have to care what that motherfucker said so it could continue to sponsor what I was doing. But see, I'm the kind of motherfucker, I ain't need nobody to sponsor me. Because I am not doing shit that I don't want to do. And you want to know why? Because I'm a real pimp. I'm not one of you motherfuckers that talk about pimping, talk about this, talk about that. No. I kicked it with real pimps and did the shit. Yeah, 7, 8 deep, white bitches like a motherfucker. Pimp motherfucker, it wasn't no bill I couldn't pay in one day's money. Because that's real pimping. If I got 7 bitches, I don't count heads. I count money. And you better believe I got 7 bitches paying me. You motherfuckers with two bitches, you got a baby one of them, so the other one ain't gonna get mad because it's just stupid the way y'all pimp. But if there is a pimp in SWU, which I don't let them talk about that shit in SWU, but if there is one in SWU, that motherfucker is gonna get laced. Because SWU is where you learn to put that goddamn confidence that I didn't get your ass embedded in your brain, and you never have to think about the shit again. Why? Because you didn't master it. This is the master's program. I got so much fucking game. I got so much to offer you motherfuckers, and some of you motherfuckers were listening to that shit with me and Simple and thinking all these goddamn things. Man, I wish I would care about some shit like that. My thing is me. And believe it, if I was fucking with that shit as tedious and as man, shit, I ain't no pimp. I don't give a fuck what a pimp is doing. But I ain't gonna have motherfuckers fretting on this game either. So that's where that came from. But my whole thing is this. If I cared about that shit, I would be worried about making some more videos and goddamn trying to motherfucking have them views and all that shit. And if you look, you motherfuckers, I ain't made no videos since that shit. Except some SWU videos. Like I told you fools I was going to do. I'm way sharper than y'all. Y'all motherfuckers got to think too much. You ain't like me. Why you thinking I didn't made another move? Because I see what you're thinking. Because I'm like that. Why? Because I believe in what I think. I'm not like you guys. I don't think some shit and question it. I think some shit, do what I thought, and ask questions about the results, if that's the case. Because I ain't hardly going to be waiting like you motherfuckers do. So, I know that's what you want. I know that's why you be listening to me, because I serve it to you raw. I don't give a fuck about your goddamn feelings. I don't give a fuck. But what I do give a fuck about is the motherfucker that pay attention. Oh, no, you ain't got to do what I say do or do shit like me. Except how many ways can you be a man? This is only a couple. So what I'm saying is you're going to do it like one of those couples, and I do what I say. I make moves. I don't sit up. Well, I did. This past little instance, but that's not what I do. I don't sit up and argue with no motherfucker. If I have to argue with a motherfucker, I'm the first motherfucker to get away from that motherfucker because I ain't trying to make nobody believe me. You motherfuckers see how I am. You get to asking me some shit, man, believe what you want to believe. You know me. Because I ain't trying to force what I believe on you. I want motherfuckers that is receptive to what I'm saying, and they understand the indications of what I'm saying, and so they continue to listen, so they can find the information out. Because as much gain, wait, I gotta say this. To show you how dope my motherfucking chorus is, in my university group, I have an alumni who was among the first five motherfuckers who bought my shit. And I think when he bought it, it was like $39 or some shit. But what I'm saying, he was among the first. So, 6-7 years later, I come up with, you know, what I come up with, Syracuse University, because I was going to do it all the time. As a matter of fact, I had spoke to him about it because he's a teacher. And 6 or 7 years later, when I opened it up, he joined immediately, touting what he's gained from my confidence course. A school teacher, confident as fuck in his own right because he ain't no dumb motherfucker. But he certainly knew he needed help with gaining confidence with bitches, and you should read his fucking introduction to the course, I mean to the class, telling what the course did for him. I got 38 motherfucking goddamn people explaining what the course did for them. Because you can't be in Sidewalk University unless you are sharp. And the only way I can know you sharp is that I give you a particular something to do, which I did, and the motherfuckers did it. And what I'm saying, they did it in flamboyant style. Exactly the way I'd have did it. No, they didn't say the same words I would have said, but them motherfuckers were showing off. But they wasn't just talking shit showing off. They talking about themselves, their accomplishments, what they've acquired, how they feel about what they learned. That's why I love me, because I'm real. I'm really going to show you something if you take the time to look and listen. I don't give a fuck if you don't listen to me. You ain't heard me, because you know what, you guys? I already made my legacy. Shit, if I died today, it would be whatever the hell it is now. Yours is still to be built. So you got to build your legacy. You ain't going to build it being a punk scared to be, you know, wrong. I wouldn't give a fuck about being, man, when I was in the streets. Man, look, I could be wrong enough as soon as I start my car up, it's been to blow up. Because somebody told me that they seen a motherfucker planting a bomb, and I say, man, ain't no motherfucker planting a bomb on my car. If I really believe that, ain't that a bitch I'm getting in the car. Blow it up. Bam. Nigga can't do nothing now, but I'm saying I ain't never blowed up. I ain't never did nothing based on some goddamn shit some other motherfucker's talking about, unless what the motherfucker was talking about made me think of some shit different than I was thinking of before I heard him talk. Now, I'll go for that. But let me tell you something, man. I know how to pimp. I ain't worried about none of that goddamn shit. And fellas, what you gotta understand is I was in the streets, Washington, D.C., Chicago, New York, motherfucking Minnesota, motherfucking Washington State, goddamn Nevada. Oh, I live in Nevada. Fucking California, Los Angeles, goddamn Florida, Louisiana, everywhere. And I never carried a gun. I was fucking jeweled up, Rolls Roycing like a motherfucker, pulling up to First and A Street in Alphabet City. We'll get now, jeweled up. Them motherfuckers didn't do nothing but respect me. Not because they knew me, because they felt, man, any motherfucker rolling Rolls Royce know I'm a killer and gonna pull up right in front of me and get out. I ain't fucking with that nigga. He don't know I ain't got no motherfucking pistol. He know I'm ready for his shit. But I'm so sharp, I defuse his shit as I get out the car. And it was like that for me. You ain't got to believe me. I could give a fuck if you believe me. But you motherfuckers that do, like them motherfuckers in SWU, See, you go, they're already talking about how they command control. They don't, the bitches don't get them, they get bitches. You know, if they don't feel like they got the bitch, they don't fuck with the bitch. The bitch can't come give them nothing. I'm talking about fucking with them. No, they don't want that shit. These motherfuckers want to take. They're becoming takers. Excuse me. They're becoming takers like they supposed to be. Now, tonight, let me say this first. In order to be a real taker, you got to be committed to taking. You can't be no ask can you have it kind of motherfucker talking about taking shit. That's why tonight we going to revisit commitment. You know what? And this shit, you know, it's already been on 20 minutes, man. This was going to be a short show because, it ain't going to be one now because I'm wired up and I want to kick it. As you know, this show in my Ask Rosebud show is about what all you motherfuckers have always wanted. You've been wanting it, some of you, for a long time. And you know what that is? Answers. You've been wanting answers. You didn't read all the goddamn articles. You didn't bought into all the nonsense that the goddamn PUAs have to say. You didn't fake every possible thing about yourself you could think of. But yet, you still ain't got no bitches. Why would you do all that shit? There you go, you motherfuckers. Come on, let's see. They asking questions now. Come on, 732. What's up with you?
We're going on, bud. It's Garmelin Starr from Jersey.
Garmelin, what's up, man?
I'm all right, man. I'm loving the group. I'm loving the group.
All right. Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do, mm-hmm. Don't say shit about what we doing in the group. You can talk about the group if that's what you want to do, but don't say nothing about what we doing, all right?
I'm not going to say nothing. All I'm saying is,
all right,
is that
man, what's
these
up?
Assignments
Come on.
That you
yeah.
got us doing.
What?
These assignments you got us doing? Oh, my God. Them joints is on point.
Hey, man. You know why they on point? Because they training you to do what you haven't been doing. And in the course of that.
You ain't lying.
Hey, in the course of that. We going to get real-time information to work on for each individual. Come on, man. This shit is real I'm doing, man. I just thought this shit out for all these years. But something told me. It's not that I, you know, enough motherfuckers asked for it. It's just that something told me I know it's enough motherfuckers out there to get me classes full. Just like this one is full. Hey, Garmelin, you can say this. What are you, don't talk about what you have talked about, but I'm asking you, what are you getting from being in a group of dudes that kick it the way these dudes kick it? What are you getting out of that group?
What I'm getting out of the group is the fact that I'm around men. Right? I'm around real men. I'm around men that are on my level. You know, I'm not around a whole bunch of doubters. I'm not around a whole bunch of procrastinators, a whole bunch of dudes that's scared to sit there and talk to a woman. You know what I mean? I'm around real men. You know what I mean? That's the best part
about
it.
Hey, Garmelin.
We just kicking it.
But, Garmelin, what you doing, let me ask you this. What do you think you're doing in that group that is really on point? What do you think? Now, try not to give too much away about the group. Make it, just narrow it down to what you're doing that's, you know, outstanding to you. What do you think it is?
I mean, what's
it's one thing.
What's outstanding to me is that what's outstanding to me is that I'm able to make a statement and stand on it and back it up. That's number one to me. You know what I mean?
Okay, stop. It's only one. It's only one thing. Let me tell you what you're doing, Garmelin. That's extremely fucking important. And there's a couple of motherfuckers that's doing it in there. You responding to everything. You got something to say about everything. And you said you kind of thinking that you got something to say. You realize you have something to say. That's not the same thing as what I'm saying. It is that you have something to say, but it's that you're jumping on everything. What that do? Never mind. Can't do that. But do you see what I'm saying?
I feel you. I definitely feel you. And we definitely going to talk
about
it tonight.
What was your goddamn question, goddammit? We ain't never jumped on it.
I mean, first off, let me just put it out there. I'm not down and dirty. I'm just a fan of the lifestyle. You know what I mean? I'm kind of like your boy. I flip.
Ain't nobody
I work at White
trying
House.
To hear all that whining, motherfucker. What's your question?
My question is this. When you decided to leave the game, how did you maintain your confidence? How did you maintain your confidence working, you know, in a regular square job?
Check this out. You're going to have to ask me that in the class because it's a key question. But it ain't a question I'm going to answer telling all these motherfuckers listening for free. Now, this goddamn Sean coming on after you. Matter of fact, let's have two motherfuckers on here. Sean, what's up?
What's happening, Bud? What's happening, Garmelin?
Sean, what's poppin'? How you?
I'm great. Same shit, different day. We're going to get it.
Most deaf.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Sean, what's up? What's your question? What's your statement?
I got a question. I finally got a question. My question is, why is it last week so many motherfuckers called in and had so much to say and made an excellent show this week? Everybody scared to talk. Why you think that is?
Because I'm talking about something in particular. You know, it's not that I wasn't talking about something in particular last week, but what I was doing was making it perimeter, yeah. Otherwise, it was wide open to the discussion. We talking about some shit that's going somewhere right now. Ain't no motherfucker gonna be caught. You know, they just don't listen because they ain't trying to go nowhere. Sean, you and Garmelin are trying to go somewhere, and you both are doing the same shit on your way in the group. There's going to be different motherfuckers that's doing shit in the group the way they do it. But what a sharp motherfucker gonna see in the group is how many ways to do it. Instead of that one or two ways, you know, you think this one or that one is the best. And you find out motherfuckers doing it like that? Man, that's why we kicking it. And what we're going to learn is how different motherfuckers are. But at the same time, you're going to learn all those differences. And you're going to learn how to use them. This guy is this way and you're this way. So we chop his up, find out what's going on with his shit. And as we do that, you see a bunch of shit you can incorporate. We chop your shit up. And as we do that, motherfuckers see a bunch of shit that they can incorporate from chopping you up. And we go help each other like that.
Go ahead. What you're saying is that it's 35 people, so it's 35 perspectives that we could chop up in the group that motherfuckers ain't, that these callers ain't gonna have no clue about what we talking about?
Well, I'm basically saying that, but it don't have to be 35. One of them motherfuckers could think like you and have your perspective. But how, you know, what's the odds on that?
Ain't too many motherfuckers gonna think like you, Sean, because you really got some alpha thinking going on. You and Garmelin really got some alpha thinking going on. So ain't too many people gonna really think like you. But what I'm saying, you know, some of the, you know, Steve the Dean used to call it backdoor. Some of them backdoor tactics, if you use them right, turns into a front door. Because a lot of bitches can't stand a strong man. They want a strong man, but they can't stand one because they're afraid of his strength. So in that case, you do one of them sneak around backdoor moves that, you know, Steve used to talk about, and the bitch is used to that. Oh, okay. And then the next thing you know, she fucking with you. What you gonna do, stay a backdoor motherfucker?
You ain't been to stay a... from you.
Hey, I'm just saying, man, that's what we learned in the Sidewalk University. That's why I make all those comments. That's why I restrict what the fuck you can say. I restrict everything you say that has to have something to do with building confidence. Why? Because if we was mathematics, if we was biologists, and we was in a master's program, and we in a biology class, we certainly wouldn't be talking about no damn psychology. We would be talking about biology. Hey, what I'm saying is, I'm loving the group, man. So far, exactly, you won't believe this, exactly what I thought would happen is happening. Everything I said that's wrong to do is going to be done in this first week, that sharp as I am. Of course, next week is the first week. But I said, God damn it, I ain't waiting no more. I'm starting it now. And all y'all putting this shit, doing what you're doing, and I'm getting to see all the fuck-ups. I'm getting to see all the things that I don't want to happen.
I'm waiting for assignment number two, though.
I'm hitting motherfuckers about their emails, and you know, I'm doing all kind of shit. I mean, I'm emailing people about their intros and shit because I want them strong. Sean, Garmelin, man. Strong fucking intro. Garmelin, you and your fucking storytelling ass, I almost went to sleep until you started talking about what happened. I said, what is this motherfucker talking about? This could happen, that could happen, and then if your life is open, you didn't say all that shit. But what I'm saying, when he busts, but when I decided, man, it was very good. Sean, if you don't have 900 words, kill me. But any motherfucking way. Hey, and this motherfucker titled his shit 300 word essay.
No, you didn't overdo it.
Correct language. You didn't overdo it. You properly did it. If you can do it in 300 words, explain and make your position, then fine, do it in 300 words. But if it takes 900 words or 1,900 words, that's how long it took you. Of course, at the end, you apologize for being so lengthy, but my life is so intricate, I didn't want to leave nothing out. Ain't that a bitch?
Correct.
Hey, you motherfuckers know I don't want to read that long shit like that, but, but I did. I'm sorry, you guys, the rest of you guys listening. I didn't got to tripping. Sean, what's your fucking question?
No, that was it. I just wanted the callers to call in. Because you know it's a good show without them calling in, but it's an even better show when they call in and put their 2 cents in.
It would be a better show. You're right. Hey, Garmelin, you got anything else?
I'm good. I'm good right now. You can put me back.
All right, I'm putting you both back. I'm putting you both back in, and I'm gonna get busy. See, you know. You guys, like I say, you read all them damn articles, but you ain't got no goddamn women.
my question to you at this point, if you fit into that category, I'm talking to you, how the fuck can that be? How can you have decided that you're not up to par when it comes to fucking with bitches, and then you fuck with a motherfucker that's charging you X amount of dollars to learn how to fuck with bitches, and when you pay for that shit, you just end up rubbing your forehead. Oh, this is some more bullshit. How the fuck can that be? When you have an opportunity to fuck with a, in theory, as far as how people perceive him, a crook, a cross artist, a motherfucker that, you know, lie to you and treat you all kind of fucked up ways. Hey, what I'm saying is the truth is the light. And when I started this 8 years ago, I was very serious about being a teacher. My biggest thing was to be a teacher. And the motherfuckers was, you know, because I had a felon and he was fucking with me, I couldn't do it. So I started this shit, and I wanted to do this shit online. And I started talking to motherfuckers and motherfucking goddamn every goddamn other word I got to explain. So no, man, that's not cool. We don't want to do that. That's where the course came in. And I was so right. Because all the course does, besides building your confidence, is give you pragmatic game that you can use so that you can be in this master's program and you'll understand what the assignments are. And if you don't understand them, you won't be afraid of them. And boy, oh boy, is it working. Any damn way. See, you got these motherfuckers to support you who fail you consistently. And me, you don't really support because you think I'm a pimp and I'll take your money and whatever. Hey, there's one thing you don't know about a pimp. A pimp got scruples. A pimp has scruples. Just because of what he do, you don't like, you think he don't have no... A pimp ain't finna go back on his fucking word. Some motherfuckers ain't like this. But I'm talking about a real motherfucker. Man, you couldn't pay me to go back on my word. Man, my partner Shantae went to the joint. And before he went, we was kicking it. And he was talking about that they was gonna bulldog his bitch. And I say, nigga, you want me to look out? He say, nah, nigga, I don't need you to look out for the bitch, man. I didn't, you know, bitch got game. I told that nigga, man, let me tell you something, man. Any nigga fuck with that bitch, he fucking with me, nigga. You my partner. And then, because before I said that, he said, man, them motherfuckers hate me, man. You know, they jealous of me. They jealous of my pimping. And me and him, we was new, but me and him had became friends at this point. Early in the motherfucking game. And all motherfuckers that I knew once I decided to do it told me I had made a mistake. But that nigga, he didn't ask me to look out for his bitch. I told him, nigga, I'm going to look out for that bitch. And any nigga fuck with that bitch is fucking with me, nigga. He said, bud, you know, them niggas hate me, man. You're going to have problems. I said, nigga, well, you know, they got to bring it. Because what I'm saying, I'm going to call a meeting, and I did. I went to Hollywood. Nigga, we having a meeting. Call them niggas. Them niggas, Joe Cato, all them niggas came. And I told them niggas, man, I ain't no badass nigga. But that nigga my motherfucking friend. And to me, you niggas should respect the fact that he in the joint and the bitch still down for him. But if you don't, it's cool. Do what you do. And any one of you motherfuckers talk shit to the bitch, and the bitch choose you, give you some money, fine and dandy. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But when you motherfuckers getting that bitch way, you know, block that nigga's money, man, you got to see me. And all them motherfuckers tried to tell me I was wrong. But that was in 1980. 1980 something. Actually, it was earlier than that. That was in the 70s. Hey, And me and that nigga still cool today. What I'm saying is that's what the game do for you. Be true to it, it's going to be true to you. And you got to understand that. That's why you got to realize, I don't be making shit up to entertain you. I don't make up stories periodically, you know, and pretend someone is paying me or pretend on my show some motherfucker's complimenting my course. You know, see, the satisfaction motherfuckers receive from following the instructions that my course have is almost immeasurable. That's the common theme in these introduction letters I was talking about. See, but that's because I know attracting women comes from knowing who you are. And these dudes, excuse me, these dudes that's in my SWU group, they realize and they've seen and they've witnessed and they've confirmed that that's what my fucking course do. It makes you know who you are, or at least realize who you are. A lot of you motherfuckers just don't want to admit it, but you don't fucking know who you are. How about you having hoes? That's why you have a hoe, you got a job, you sell weed, you rap. Man, come on, you motherfucking hustling ass motherfuckers. Ain't nothing wrong with being a hustler, but since you claim the opinion, come on, something wrong. My shit show you step by step how to find the real you. And then it helps you see the attractiveness that you have within you. This is not just talk. People are confirming this by entering SWU. Otherwise, if they had my course and it did not do what I'm saying, would they waste their time in my university? No. And what I'm saying is, here's one of the guys that had my shit for 6 years. 6 or 7 years. And he still believe in it. Enough to get in the university. Come on, man. This university going to have a tuition. $1,250. These motherfuckers that I'm fucking with is showing me the value. And if you think that's a lot, just wait till the next time I tell you what it is. Because just like with my confidence course, started out at $49, which is what my one of my guys actually got my shit for. And you guys spending shit $2,300 for all? Well, no. You spending $800 for the course. The rest is for the tools. But I'm saying y'all spending that shit because you see it works. So what I'm saying is, what am I gonna do with my motherfucking school? There's only one way to get in it. And that's to have a course. So, if you don't have the course, and let's say you bought it tomorrow, I can see you qualifying to get in next semester's group because you got all this time to study until April. But if you just buy this, well, I'll take that back. You can buy the shit close to the, you know, time for the next semester, and the money will go towards your tuition. But what I'm saying is you really should get the course, and you really should study the course. And then once you've learned it, then you should get in whatever semester is coming up. You ain't going to have to spend but another $450. Your ass will be in the course getting the shit that Sean and Garmelin is seriously getting. I know y'all heard how they was talking. I know you heard it. But you can keep denying yourself until the end of this goddamn semester. Then the next semester comes and you want to rush to get in, but you can't. Because it's already full with motherfuckers that's going to buy the shit tomorrow, the next day. You know, motherfuckers that's serious about learning this shit. Because I have something to teach you. A lot of you don't realize I have a master's degree in teaching and learning with technology. I have a bachelor's degree in sociology with an education concentration. So what I'm saying is both degrees are about teaching. One is about teaching societal ways, and the other is teaching over the internet. I'm qualified to teach you if you let me. If you take that fucking block out your head that I was a pimp. I ain't never denied I was a motherfucking pimp. P-I-M-P. Pride in my pimping. Yeah. That's what pimping is. Pimp is an acronym. And it stands P-I-M-P means pride in my pimping, and that's me. Yeah, get past it, because I am. I'm all the way into something else. And if you want to keep thinking about Rosebud the pimp instead of Rosebud the motherfucking instructor, that's on you. You know, some motherfuckers want to think I wasn't shit when I thought I was. You think I'm going to try to change their mind? Man, fuck you, man. You don't float my boat. Nothing a motherfucker does in life floats my boat. The only thing that floats my boat is what the fuck I think about my goddamn self. And when I make big moves and they come to fruition, like my school, oh yeah, my boat's floating. And I think I am the shit. Because think about it. Yeah, all kind of motherfuckers talk about teaching. Talk about they got game to give people. Blah, blah, blah. They was in the game. You heard of them. You know, their name ain't no punk or nothing. So, you know, they probably cool. Blah, blah, blah. But how many motherfuckers started a motherfucking learning school type situation where you can really get this game? Oh, of course, you can think you won't get it. And I don't care. I'm telling you, I don't fucking care, because if you want to pimp like you pimp, man, go ahead, man. That's why you have suckers in the game. That's where they come from. Motherfuckers scared to be real, so they going to do it kind of, you know, halfway. That's what suckers are. Just in case you didn't know. Motherfucker, I'm so goddamn deep in this game. I know what suckers is. I know everything about the game. And if you want to learn anything about the motherfucking game, you better listen to a motherfucker that then spent 30 years down in dirty flat foot having motherfucking bitches all over the goddamn country, paying my motherfucking ass through Western Union, from their hand to my hand. I'm talking about dick bills on the top, Leo bills on the bottom, all of them faced up the right way. Bitch, slap my hand when you give me my motherfucking money. Don't be trying to make me count no goddamn money, because every time you pay me, I'm going to take you at your word, bitch. How much is this? $4.50? Long as you slap my palm right, I'm putting this shit in my pocket. And that's what I'm counting. Because you know what? Hoes ain't going to try to cheat no real nigga like me. When you count a bitch money, that means you don't trust a bitch. And let me tell you, if the bitch short you one time, well, fucking with me, if she short me one time, she's going to be working on 3 hours sleep for about a week or two. Bitch, you got enough sleep for me. You gonna work 2 shifts, morning, three shifts, morning, noon, and night. One of them gonna be a half shift, so you can get some sleep. But I'm gonna work your ass for trying to, you know, fuck with me. See, I know how to pimp. You guys wanna say you're pimp. See, pimp do pimp shit about all situations. That's why this male confidence, what they learned in SWU, is to be confident in all situations without thinking about it. This is what we learned. And you motherfuckers that's on this shit right here. See, look, however long ago Sean and Garmillon had questions, you motherfuckers, y'all ain't gonna ask shit because you ain't got no game. You know what? I'm damned if I don't even want to kick it no more, man. Because why? I'm just talking to you motherfuckers. You ain't gonna use it. You ain't gonna do it. All the fuck you gonna do is listen to it again and still ain't gonna do it. I'm so, you know, kind of not happy with this goddamn shit because what's my inspiration to do it? I ain't got no motherfuckers that want to kick it with me. So I was really, what's the inspiration? Don't nobody feel what they say, have to say, is important enough to bring up. Garmillon came back on. Come on, man. Well, I don't need no mercy from you, man.
All right, bud, so check this, right? I was kicking it with this P not too long ago, and he was saying that P's back in your era, Pippin back in your era was a whole lot easier because y'all didn't have to deal with social media, y'all didn't have to deal with DMs and all these cash apps and all this back page and stuff like that. So I'm just curious,
Stop, man. Man, when some motherfucker starts saying that shit, I say, okay, man, I don't want to hear it. Good, you're right. Because, man, that bullshit don't make no goddamn sense. Hey, Rosewood, they giving out 400 years these days for trafficking. You think they wasn't giving out 400 years when I was pimping for white slavery? What I'm saying is times change, so shit change. Otherwise, the way they fuck with you change. But let me tell you something, man. The game ain't changing. The game is adjusting. There's motherfuckers out there right now talking the same shit I'm talking, pimping like a motherfucker, Rolls Royceing like a motherfucker, 5-6 white bitches, you know, paying them like a motherfucker, and everybody talking this social media bullshit. What do that nigga that's out there doing what I just said, what do he have to say about social media? I hope it keep going because it ain't fucking with me because real niggas don't let that shit fuck with him. The real nigga fuck with that shit if he want to. But the average real nigga don't even want to fuck with that shit. Man, I'm not trying to have no motherfucker monitoring how I get the money. I'd rather not get none. But I'm a dinosaur, man. So you guys want to get hung up on all these apps and all that shit so the bitch come home with no money, tell you it's in the app, and your ass got to wait because you believe in the apps. You sure can't beat the bitch up. According to her, she got the money. It's in the app, but something happened. Now the money ain't coming. So how you know if the bitch ain't lying? Man, come on. You asking for so much bullshit doing that shit, you know. And when you do that shit, you leave a trail. They talking about all this shit that they don't want to be involved in, but they leaving a trail doing that shit. You know everything that happens on any app, whoever is owning that app got it all on his computer. And all the police got to do is have a subpoena and ask for it and download it, and everything you did on the app is right there. But Garmella, no, listen. When they talking to you, they telling you about how safe it is. Now let me ask you this: what's more safer, getting money from your bitch hand to your hand, or getting money through the convenience of social media?
Hand to hand, hand to hand, all day.
Wait. Why is that the safest way?
It's the safest way to me. It's the safest way to me because ain't no paper trail. It don't matter. I don't care about her. At the end of the day, I'm caring about myself and my freedom.
So you saying there's no way to have a problem unless the bitch say something? Because
it's
that's
always
going to
be problems.
No, it ain't,
it's always
man.
Gonna be problems.
It's not. How can I be on Front Street the way I was, Rolls Royce-ing, and not have no problems? How can Shantae be on Front Street like he was with a fucking Auburn and motherfucking in their face, pull up beside him at the stoplight? They just speak. How can we experience that if what you're saying is true?
Now, you're absolutely right. I had to rethink that. You're absolutely right.
So what I'm saying, man, you motherfuckers doing some kind of variation of the game. And that variation is the problem. If you stood up on the strength of the game, if whoever the fuck that was talking to you was standing on the game, he would have said, man, sometime I fuck with that app shit, but there's too many problems with that shit. I'd rather get mine on the grind. Because he know the grind is hand-to-hand, eliminate all possibilities of some bullshit, and you ain't going to get no case. That's why niggas do it on Front Street, for your information. Hide in plain sight. You ever heard that?
Yeah, you're right. I definitely heard that.
So what I'm saying, pimps know that better than anybody in the world, because everybody in the world guess what would happen to a motherfucker that's on Front Street and never accept the fact that that's why they know pimps. Because they on Front Street, and the show ain't happening to them. Seems like the motherfuckers that on Front Street, that's on Front Street, would have to say so. Hey, I see you 857. I'm coming to you too. Seems like the motherfuckers that's on Front Street would know more about the dangers of Front Street than some motherfucker trying to tell you without being on it. You feel
that's
me?
That's a fact. Yeah, you can put me back in. You can put me back in. But thank you.
All right, man, I am. 857, I'm sorry to keep you waiting so long. What's up, man?
That's cool, man. What's good, bud?
You hear me? That's what's happening with you. Yeah.
Hold on, man. Yeah, kind of along the lines of what dude was just talking about, man, about, you know, the new cats versus the older cats. Why you think it's like that? Why you think these cats change? They change everything, you know? I wouldn't even see he's out there with perms no more. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, listen. You asked your question. Let me answer it. The reason why is because back in the day, there were things you had to do to be accepted. You come on the scene however you come on. But after you get on the scene and you see what's going on, you either, you know, adapt to the scene, or you try to, you know, in some way make it easier for you. And once you start doing that, you stay away from the real aspects of the game. And the reason shit was a specific way was to keep it from happening the way it is happening. Otherwise, the reason only a certain motherfucker going to be accepted is because the lesser motherfucker is going to expose the game and fuck it up. That's why anytime we seen, you know, fake deal-making motherfuckers on the, oh, baby, you could work only 4 hours a day and you could have Saturdays and Sunday off. Nigga, you can't have a hoe. The bitch ain't coming on the track and you can't have a hoe. Period. That's how we was. But you guys have allowed rappers to tell you stupid versions of what the game is, and y'all have accepted it and adopted it, and then everyone now is adapting to the bullshit. That's why you have the bullshit, because none of you motherfuckers can be real according to the way the game goes. So you still want to be in the game, so you adjust it. And just so happened, motherfuckers like me is gone. You know, dead or, you know, retired or whatever. But the thing that you should understand, bruh, is that I kick the truth. And, of course, you know, you can't actually go out there thinking the way I think, because I'm going to have a problem with these stupid-ass motherfuckers. That's why if I was out there today, I wouldn't be around them. My hoes would be doing something else getting my money. I ain't talking about something other than hoeing. They would be somewhere else in the same city getting my money, because I ain't trying to be around that bullshit. I happen to have enough game to know a bitch can make a stroll any fucking where. And don't be somewhere around a Hilton. Especially if they ain't really used to bitches hoeing. I'm saying, man, that you guys don't think about shit. You don't put the pimp mentality to work. We did. And that's because we knew you had to do that if you wanted to be a pimp. You got anything else, bro?
Nah, man, I was wondering about that, man. I was wanting to, you know, hear your perspective on that, you know.
All right, cool. So you guys, competition, which is really essential in our lives, is something that a lot of motherfuckers take for granted at one time or another. But if I was you, especially thinking about being in the game, I'd learn how to fucking reassess the level of competitiveness that you have every week, if not every goddamn day. Because I'm going to sit up in my mirror and look at myself while I'm brushing my teeth or whatever the fuck I'm doing, combing my hair or something. Well, I ain't got no hair. But I'm saying, when I was out in the streets, I did have hair. But what I'm saying, I'm going to reassess every goddamn thing every day. And if I was, going to be successful at reprogramming my thinking, I had to overcome a lot of shit in order for that shit to happen. When I quit pimping, I had programmed myself before I quit to be this pimping-ass motherfucker. And everything I did was done unconsciously. I mean, it's conscious because I'm doing it and I wanted to do it. But as far as unconscious, it's because I didn't even think of how or what. I just did what I thought because I trusted me like that. I just trusted me. I ain't finna want to kill no bitch. I ain't finna want to run somebody over in the side in the crosswalk. I ain't finna want to do nothing crazy. I'm only going to want to help me. That's why I learned to trust myself. I learned to trust that I am the one that's going to help me better than anyone else in the world. 702, what's up?
Hey, bud, hey, can you tell me what you was doing when you was rolling from Oakland to L.A. in your book and you just started spitting the pimping to yourself? When you was telling yourself, I got to be suave.
Pimp got to be that. Pimp got to move, move. Well, I was doing without knowing it. I was reaffirming or instilling in me what I had to do when I got where I was going. Although I didn't know what I had to do, I just knew the things that Delano had told me and the shit that I had learned up to that point. And those things that I was saying as I was going to L.A. was the strong points of becoming a pimp. So I was saying, you know, it's like you have you're in a play and you have lines. You have to learn the lines. You go over them, and that's what I was doing, basically, going over my lines, making sure that I'm finna go, you know, pimp up in L.A.
All right.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, that wasn't programming yourself, though, was it?
Yes, it was a big part of programming myself. To think pimping. You can't go up there talking about, yeah, man, as soon as I get up there, I'm going to find a studio, you know what I'm saying, and try to, you know, bust some lyrics. Man, that's going to get you killed as far as I'm concerned. You know, you got to go up there on the pimp, man. I'll be around them niggas. I'll be fucking with them hoes. You know, I'll be doing some shit pimps do. You know, then I'm going to find and look and see who the big pimps are. You know, I'm a little bitty motherfucker, but I'm going to kind of gravitate toward them, then one of them motherfuckers going to fuck with me because I know me. And then once they do, they're going to cut me into these other motherfuckers. And as I get cut into these motherfuckers going to be kicking game. And as they kick game, I'm going to be sharper. I'm going to get sharper because I'm going to shut my goddamn mouth and I'm going to listen to that shit. And I ain't going to be a yes man, but I'm going to co-sign real sharp shit. And all that shit that's sharper than what I was thinking, I'm going to keep in my mind. I'm going to ride home after that shit, and I'll be going over that shit in my mind like I was doing going to L.A. Let me say this. Have you ever heard me talk about critical thinking?
Yeah, of course.
What I just did was a perfect example of taking it to the fullest. You know, you asked me what was I thinking, what was it about going to L.A.? And I told you, I broke it down. This brought that thought. This thought brought the next thought. A whole bunch of thoughts, like 10 of them, as far as what I was doing when I came up when I was going to L.A., you know, saying that shit to myself. I don't ever ask anything of you or anybody else that fuck with me. I don't ever ask shit that I don't do. I just am now aware that I'm going to start pointing out when I do shit that I ask you to do. Not you, but I'm talking about, you know, the people that listen to me. You got anything else, bro?
Yeah, this girl I hollered at this week, she rejected me or whatever, but she told me she had a girlfriend. But the next time I seen her, she's still kind of receptive. Is there anything you like push that, or you just like push them, you know, don't even give them no attention after they kind of like that, even though you can still see they kind of like flirtatious?
Bro, do you ever listen to yourself?
Yeah, I mean,
well, what did you say? What did you say to me just now? You said that you said something to the bitch, and the bitch kind of rejected you. But you didn't feel that it was a rejection, because when you seen her again, she kind of gave you some action. Now, at that point, your goddamn ass is supposed to decide if you want to fuck with her or not. Period.
Okay.
It's not about her. It's about you. And you don't know what you want to do. You need my course, bro. All you guys talking whatever shit you talking, I can show you. All you got to do is press one and start talking, and I can show you where you ain't even being real with yourself. You're just not. The first thing is to be real. And you don't know how to be real. You just know it's a such thing as being real. But I, old ass motherfucker, I know how. And I put it in the course. And everybody that has taken the course have gotten that feeling of being real, of understanding who they are, and realizing that's the only time you're going to be able to talk to a bitch. If you don't know who you are, what you represent, all you're going to be doing is running your mouth. And the bitch gonna match you word for word, and all you're gonna do is get left at the end of the night. Because you don't know how to talk. You don't know how to catch. You don't know how to do none of the shit that these niggas learn how to do. Fucking with my course. And you just wait till I'm doing something right now. I'm doing some other shit right now as I'm doing Sidewalk University. And when I show you this shit, you're gonna understand what I'm saying. Because I'm a. Never mind. But anyway, you got anything else, man?
Not right now.
All right. If you do, just press one again. I'm putting you back in. So, I'm the kind of guy that believes your thoughts should represent you in all aspects, not just in are you new back again, or did I already have you?
Yeah, you just answered my question.
Okay. But in order for you to accomplish your thoughts representing you, you just have to be real. And there's no faking at any time. If half of you would stop thinking you're playing a video game for your life and you some kind of goddamn avatar that you fucking can use toggle switches to move, you'll fucking goddamn, you know, understand your thoughts represent you. They should represent you. And you would be much more comfortable in your own skin if you accepted that your thoughts represented you. It's directly because of your faking and pretending to be some kind of avatar. It's directly because of that shit you feel the amount of discomfort or insecurity in yourself. I keep telling you guys, women don't care about how smart you are. They care about how sharp you are and how quickly you can see shit developing when you're around them. If you want women to be attracted to you, you have to concentrate on representing a man every time they look at you, every time they get a chance to see you. It's really important that you understand the connection. There's a connection between your unwillingness to compete and your deteriorating ego. You do know that most of you guys' ego is lacking. You know, as the kind of men we are, we need to make sure we connect with what competition is really for. Some of us got to reconnect with it. But competition is to make you learn what it is to try to win. That's the only value competition has. Winning the competition has whatever value it serves for you as far as you won. But the competition is really for who's ever in it to try to win. I mean, you have athletes who compete on a professional level. But there should be competition going on at every level of your life. And competition is not limited to being on the courts or the fields of sports. There is the field of life. See, a lot of you avoid that competition, but that's the one you need to compete on, that arena. And that's where we compete for jobs and other things that we aspire to have. But there's another field in life that you don't think you can compete in. So you don't, and that field is manhood. You all were raised in an atmosphere where you were not encouraged to compete, only to have fun playing the game. And I'm not blaming single mothers for this. It's actually society's fault for stealing your desires to be better than the next dude. You grew up only wanting to participate. Oh, okay, I just want to play. You know, because your mom and pop didn't push you to want to win. They stopped. Motherfuckers made them stop. Society decided that was wrong. That was the wrong way to raise children. So we were all forced to stop pushing our kids and want to win because that made us, you know, when we playing, when we little kids, you know, we want to win so bad, we playing baseball, and we would run that motherfucker over if he caught the ball, try to make him drop it. We ain't trying to hurt that motherfucker. We trying to hit him so hard that he dropped the ball. But all that was interpreted into hurting these motherfucking white people kids. And then you got niggas too. They already scared of niggas. And you run. So they made these fucking laws up. And I'm telling you, a lot of parents don't push their kids, black parents, don't push their kids like they used to do. That's because of the laws that society decided was right. And unfortunately for you guys, the only attitude left is to adopt is the loser attitude of only one to play or be involved. That's all I want. Okay, 732. That's you again, Carmelo, or what, man?
Yeah. It's me again. I got another question, right? You're talking about competition. You know, what advice would you give to a young P, you know, 2017, 2018, competing with, you know, the hustlers, the athletes, all this social media fame? You know, a young P is out here trying to.
Hey, I don't,
you know,
need all the explanations. I don't need all that.
Go ahead.
Ask the question. What I'm saying is there's two advices. You say you're not a P. And you are on the motherfucking P show, so maybe that's why everything you ask about is about P shit. But, well, you know, I think that's confusing for you. But I don't really know your, you know, why you're doing this. So you might be just putting the P in it because you're on the P show. I don't know, and I don't want to know. What I want to tell you is I'm not going to compete with an athlete. I'm not going to compete with any other professional. Otherwise, if I'm an archer, why would I compete with a baseball player? Because we both athletes? I'm asking a question.
What was the question? I didn't catch that.
I'm saying, why, if I was an archer, I shoot the bow and arrow at targets. That, even though it don't seem like it, but that guy is an athlete. And what I'm saying is,
there's no reason to compete.
So why would you, if you was about the game, be competing with an athlete? It's the same thing.
I got you.
It's the same thing.
Because, see,
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
The only thing an archer can do. I'm sorry, man. You must got a delay. You go ahead.
All right. The question came about from listening to an interview from the very, you know, reputable P that you're familiar with, and he was talking about how the game started deteriorating around the 80s when crack hit. And, you know, instead of the pimps being, you know, the flashy guys on the streets, now it became the drug dealers, the hustlers, the dope dealers, the crack dealers. So,
no, that's,
you know,
not
that's
true,
that
man. No, that's not true. The 80s is about the time the game started deteriorating, but it ain't because the pimps became drug dealers. It's because the pimps became smokers. The pimps got, they smoked their cars up, they smoked their homes up, they smoked their bitches up, they smoked up everything. The drug dealers became the drug dealers and got big. But the pimps, they didn't turn into drug dealers, they turned into smokers. And they got sprung on that crack, and that crack tore their ass up. And what I'm saying is, you got to understand that. And I still don't understand your attraction to trying to get information relating it to the pimping. Because if you get the information, it's not going to be received correctly by you. Because you asking a pimping-ass nigga about some pimping-ass shit, and he going to end up saying some pimping shit to you in response, and you going to understand the words because it's English, but you ain't going to understand what a motherfucker said because you ain't no pimp. So I don't see why you keep doing that. I think it's counterproductive is what I'm saying. Those things you're asking about, the things you're asking about could be important. And you need to figure out a way to ask them as Carmelo, not as some motherfucker trying to see what a pimp think. Because you ain't going to do no pimping. So if I tell you what a pimp would do, because that's what he think, it's moot. Because you ain't going to do it. You ain't a pimp. I think it's more harm being done to you when you make yourself think like that. So what that you have a taste of slickness in you? You better make that shit work for you in your life. The way you live.
Make that shit work. If it's about charging a bitch, if it's about not getting played or whatever it's about, make the things that you're seeking about you being able to use it. Because you can't use shit prefacing it about pimps. You ain't a pimp. Do you think if I was a football player, I mean, do you think I think you would understand what I do and you're not a football player? You just a fan? You might because you,
yeah,
you know, study
it.
You just couldn't. So this is the way this shit goes. What we do is a real art, and it's a real subject. It's real. And you got to stop trying to compare it with shit because you lessen the value of what you're learning when you try to compare it with something that you know is better. Not better for you, but better monetarily, better stature. Oh, fuck that shit, man. Let me tell you something else, and this is the last thing I'm going to say. That's thinking to lose. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, hit me on my email, because that's what the class is about. Hit me on my email, and I'll explain to you how all of this was told to you in the course, but it went over your head. Not that you're stupid or none of that. That's why I wanted everybody that come to the university to have a certain level of game so that they can understand what I'm saying when I say it, and they don't need everything broken down and defined. And you won't need any definition when I tell you what's going on with this. So you remember it. Hit me. Ask the question. Put it to the class if you want to, or you can put it to me in my email, and I'll kick it with you about this. Because if I did right now, it would be too much.
Most that. Appreciate it.
All right, 902, I see you, man. Coming to your right. Wait, what's up with that? There you go. Hey, what's up, 902?
What's good, Rosebud? It's Alonzo from Toronto, man. How you been?
Hey, man, I'm good. What about you?
Good, man. Just everything's getting better, man. I'm learning like a motherfucker, man. But you know what's crazy? One of my favorite podcasts that you did was the one with Mr. Taylor a couple years ago, Dre Taylor. And I remember y'all was talking about, like, the obstacles in the game that y'all participated in and, like, how, like, drugs came in and, like, swept up all of the game out of it and stuff like that. But on one hand, like, he had a perspective of how his father's wisdom and guided him and kept him out of a lot of the shit that people fell to. And you were kind of saying, like, not necessarily saying the opposite, but what I got from both sides was, because, like, if I was slow, I'd be like, damn, I don't got a dad. How the fuck can I get game out of this shit? But I'm not slow, so I was like, shit. Well, basically, in life, as a man, like, when you got goals, there's always roadblocks that are going to be there to try to fuck you off course. You know what
I'm
saying?
Dude, Alonzo, let me show you how you ain't got no fucking game. Because you're wasting a lot of time, and you haven't asked your question. Game would show you that asking your question with a short explanation of where you're coming from would get you much more in results than you explaining every goddamn thing you're thinking. Can you just ask your question? Are you there, right, Alonzo?
Yeah, I'm here.
Come on.
Well, to let you know, to be honest, man, I didn't actually have a question. I just wanted to make a statement because it's something I realized. But the thing
Make your statement.
In life, no matter what you choose, if you have goals, there's going to be roadblocks put in place that at first it makes you think, you know, oh, shit, it's some shit you don't want to deal with. But if you actually go through it and overcome it, it actually makes you better at whatever the fuck you're trying to do. So,
Alonzo, stop. This is what you should have taken from what just happened with me and you. All that goddamn bullshit you was explaining had no bearing on the point you made. And the point you made is true. Otherwise, if you would have came on and you would have made your point, you would have sparked conversation from me because it's true. Therefore, everything you're thinking could have came out in conversation versus you taking time to say it without it having any meaning. The meaning of conversation, since we're having it on air, is for people to benefit from it, not for you to just explain your point. Now, what I'm saying is this. You're absolutely right. Anytime you have a goal, and it is a significant goal, especially for you in your life, all kinds of shit's going to come in front of you to make you think you can't fuck with that goal. And those are the things that let you know this is the right goal. And when you pursue it and you achieve it, you do exactly what you said. You feel better about yourself, some kind of accomplishment. It's not because the goal was actually hard or impossible to get. It's because you reached a goal. You know, and fuck how hard it was. None of that matters. What matters is you know what you want. And if you know what you want, and let's say you set it as a goal, nothing should be able to sidetrack you, which you don't sound like you're easily sidetracked. You sound like you have a perspective on where you're going.
Right.
That does not mean you got my course. Because to me, it don't sound like you have it. But it do sound like you're on the right track. But what I'm saying is it could take you the next, I don't know how old you are, you don't sound very old, so it could take you the next 15 years to get whatever you're going to learn in my course, doing it the way you're doing it.
Well, I just got to quit bullshitting, really, and I realized I admitted that to myself, man. Bro,
stop, listen. Understand this. Don't you know that every single one of the motherfuckers listening to me right now know that they need to stop bullshitting? What I'm saying is this. What steps are you going to take to stop bullshitting? Don't answer. What I'm saying is these are the things that you learn in the course. Because there's steps, there's things to do, there's exercises that I give you to do that make you learn who you are. Are you a bullshitter, a procrastinator? You could be a procrastinator. I don't know. Man, I got to stop bullshitting, and everything you do is bullshit. I don't know. All I'm saying is if you're serious, you need this because what you're saying has merit. But it has no confidence in it because you should have been listening to yourself and you should have presented what you're saying in a total different way. That's if you knew yourself. You would have. And you would have. See, because the way you did it, a real OG wouldn't have kicked no game with you. He would have said, oh, yeah, man, I see what you said. All right, bro, be cool. And you would be saying, all right, and you would think you talked to an OG. You didn't. An OG looked for a way that he can clarify or bring maybe closure, but even clarity to a situation. That's because he's an OG, and he don't want to just talk. He fucking want to kick game. And if a motherfucker open his mouth and ain't got no game coming out of it, then OG gonna act like he drive a cab. All right, guys, see you later. That's what they do. And that's what they would have did to you. Hey, but let me ask you this. What the fuck did you get from what I just told you?
Get the distractions out of my mind, get to the point, and just have confidence in what I'm doing. But in order to be able to do that, there's things I got to do to put me on that path and keep my focus on so I could actually.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you know what those things are?
Well, yeah, man. Get out some more bitches, you know what I'm saying? And a couple other things.
Hey, hold up, man. You didn't just learn that, did you? Getting more bitches you need to do. Okay, so what I'm saying, you already knew that before you came on the show. My question is why you haven't been doing it.
I just answered that actually earlier today, and I'm making arrangements.
Why? Do what?
Well, I've been working on a project like 70 hours a week and shit, but I realized too, man. Like,
hey, check it out. You're not the only one at work 24/7, so that's not a good reason. My point to you is that, bro, nothing's going to happen unless you get real with yourself. And you can think you can do it because I'm telling you this, but you can't. Because if you could, you would have already done it. Because it's very important to you, I can tell, that it's important for you to on the alpha tip to be in control of shit. Am I right or wrong?
Definitely. But that's why I made the steps. I was like, man, fuck this. Every time I see a bitch, I'm getting at it. Every time
But every time you get up, you get the same results. You the kind of dude that when you actually catch a bitch, it's on an accident. You can lie to me or not. It's up to you. You ain't going to grow lying. I don't know if you lying. So whatever the fuck you say, I'm going to take as truth. I think you the kind of dude that have got some pussy every blue moon, but it's, you know, by accident. You didn't really know you was going to get it. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, there's always that thought, like, damn, I did it.
I don't want to hear your bullshit, man. I asked you point blank, is what I said right or wrong? That's a yes or no question.
I said yeah, man.
So listen to this, man. What I'm saying is, wouldn't you like to on purpose catch a bitch, fuck that bitch, have that goddamn bitch wanting to fuck with you because of who you represented when she had that time with you, instead of you fucking her comment and then the bitch leave and you never see her again? You might talk to her again, but you ain't gonna see her because fucking her ain't what bitches. That's not what bitches want. Bitches want to get the shit fucked out of them. But they want the shit fucked out of them by a motherfucker that know more than fucking them. Because the motherfucker that fucked the shit out of them and is a damn gluke and don't know shit, all he gonna be to the bitches a fuck. You trying to catch bitches.
Right.
So you got to go the step further. You can't be doing this bullshit you doing. So I got a question for you, man. And I want you to answer it honestly. What did you get from talking to me right now?
I need to start taking action on the plans that I put in place and actually, like, you know, work the plans that I put in place.
Okay, let me ask you this. What you said sounded good, but it's bullshit because this would have been a better answer. I need to learn how to put my plan in place and follow through with my plan. Because, bro, I could imagine you've had many plans and you don't follow through with them. This is what I'm talking about, being truthful with yourself. Why you want to try to play me? If I knew your name and your face was up, I'd be fronting you off right now. I don't know you, man. Nobody can see you. And you are being honest. But what go ahead. What?
I didn't want to go into detail, but for an example, it's like in the course there's like one thing you're supposed to do, but
Stop. Are you telling me You got the chorus.
Not the whole thing.
What do you have?
But the
one and what two? Do you have?
1 and 2.
You got all of 1.0 and 2.0, right?
No, I would say part 1 and 2 of part 1.
So what I'm saying, bro, do not start talking about the chorus. What you're doing is saying that you can take 1/8 of a particular situation. This situation takes 8 parts to do it. And you can take 1/8 of the part and do what is already said it takes 8 parts to do. Are you telling me you that sharp?
I'd say no.
So don't quote the chorus is what I'm saying, because you don't have the chorus. You have part of the chorus.
I was just admitting that I wasn't actually doing.
No. Wait. Listen. What I'm saying is, it's like a guy that want to learn karate, and he go in and he start off as a white belt and progress to the next belt, and he think he's a motherfucking karate expert. This motherfucker go out and start doing shit. He gonna get his ass whooped because he just went to the next belt, yellow or whatever it is. What I'm saying is, you can't make that mistake. What you don't realize is that that course, just 1/8 of it, made you feel like you know what you're talking right now. It made you feel
That.
Yeah, but can you imagine what the rest of the course could make you feel like? Quit cheating yourself, man. Treat yourself. A lot of people buy parts of the course, make such improvements with the parts that they bought, they think they got confidence. And then later on, they hit me, wondering why this crashed, why this, you know, because they didn't actually understand getting the whole course. If you can, if you want it, I'll work with you. Hit me. Let me know your number is 902. And I'll fuck with you. But what I'm saying, hey, 902 in the first 3 digits of your phone number, and I'll fuck with you, man. I'll give you action. Look, it's about money, but it ain't just about money. If you want it, I'll help you get it, period. I'm telling you that, and you can fuck with me, and, you know, that's how we do it. And I know I only said that to you tonight, so I ain't trying to, you know, help every motherfucker. I'm talking about right now, I'll help your motherfucking ass. Hey, you got anything else?
Nah, man, I got work to do.
That's right. All right, brother, I'm going to put you back in. Hey, you guys, I know that this is about specific shit, pimping. But let's say you're on here, and you are trying to really be a pimp. There is only one way for you to grow if you know that you're lacking, and that's to kick it with me. But you can't kick it with me if you don't press 1 and present your scenario. I get more pimp shit on Ask Rosebud than I get on Down and Dirty 101. I get more Down and Dirty 101 shit on Ask Rosebud than I get on... I don't understand you guys. I'm out.